I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. South Sudan leaders have signed a deal meant to end 10 months of civil war. Fighting displaced around 2 million, so if the deal holds, it'll take years to fix. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer.
A lot of issues about education because of IDPs and relocations and children's schooling being disrupted. We partnered to do some education initiatives, feeding the school children some water and some income generation projects.
When you pray, remember South Sudan.
Field workers there in South Sudan, Uganda, and Sudan, and helping respond to the need and giving hope that is found in the gospel.
Meanwhile, do you worry about your gift money making a difference for missions? Well, it's up to God to decide the effects of your donation, yet it's nice to see impact, isn't it? Through the microloan program with Farms International, not only are whole families saved from poverty, but they're discipled too. Joe Richter of Farms.
When you teach those scriptural principles, people really catch on, and especially when they tithe, they begin to see the blessings of God on their life and on their church, and their own dignity is increased and self-worth.
And two interns in Thailand have found that plans in life are never certain and sometimes chaos is inevitable. They told the Mission Society that neither of them had a background in teaching, but they found themselves doing just that, teaching. After months of working and learning, each have found that sometimes the best way to avoid insanity is to abandon their schedule altogether. Read their full story at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.